In North Carolina, the National Park Service is trying to settle a dispute that dates back more than 60 years. In 1943, the federal government promised to build a highway through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, in part to provide access to some old cemeteries there. But the highway was never finished, and now there's disagreement about whether it should be. Here's NPR's Adam Hochberg.
When 68-year-old Peggy Medford goes to visit the graves of her ancestors, she puts on hiking shoes, grabs a walking stick, and embarks into a rugged wilderness.
We'd have a trail.
Yeah.
And it's a little easier.
Not much of a trail, but you got
one. No, it's just about as good as it did.
Medford's family is buried inside the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, where thousands of people once used to live. During World War II, the federal government forced those people from their land to make way for a giant dam that generated electricity for a nearby weapons plant. Families were evicted, homes were bulldozed, and the area's only highway was flooded. Today, the dam and the land around it are part of the national park, and graveyards provide the only reminder of what once was here.
I can remember when that person right there was buried, and I can remember the mother coming back up here to visit the grave. People come up here and sing, and someone would bring a message, and everybody knew everybody.
All told, more than 1,000 graves remain in the park, many reachable only by boat or craggy trails. And for Medford, that's not just an inconvenience, but also what she considers a betrayal. In 1943, when the old road was flooded, federal officials promised to build a new one so families could still access the graveyards. But financial and environmental problems stopped construction soon after it started, leaving only a short dead-end highway that locals derisively call the Road to Nowhere. To Peggy Medford and her husband Cletus, the unfinished road symbolizes an unmet pledge.
The people were promised the road, and I feel like the government needs to come through and fulfill this promise.
We had faith in the government. They were going to do it, but that's been 63 years now. We're still waiting.
For most of those 63 years, families like the Medfords have pressured politicians to finish the Road to Nowhere. And now they have an advocate in Congress, North Carolina Republican Charles Taylor, who's forced a new study of the issue. Taylor supports building a $600 million highway through the park to fulfill the 1943 promise. But a lot has changed in these mountains since 1943.
We're approaching the tunnel, and that's the most remote part of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Greg Kidd also hikes the trails here, but not to visit old graveyards. Kidd works for the National Parks Conservation Association, an environmental group dedicated to preserving this area as wilderness. A highway, he says, would scar the land, destroy wildlife, and pollute the water and air.
This has been described as one of the largest roadless areas in the eastern United States. And clearly, constructing a road through the heart of this national treasure is going to have significant negative impacts on the park.
Environmentalists have an alternate idea to settle the controversy. Rather than fund the highway, they want Congress to pay a $52 million cash settlement to the local government of Swain County, North Carolina, an estimate of what the county lost when the old road was flooded. That proposal is supported by North Carolina's governor and by most local leaders, as well as by many residents who don't have connections to the old graveyards.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the public hearing.
At a series of Park Service meetings this month in North Carolina and Tennessee, the majority of people endorsed the idea of a cash settlement. Speaker Rachel Doty said it would be an economic boon to one of the East Coast's poorest counties.
Less than 60% of the workforce in Swain County has graduated from high school. 57% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. The people of Swain County could immediately decide to apply settlement funds to address these issues and to create opportunity.
But highway supporters argued the issue isn't about money. Postal worker John Troll described his ancestors as refugees after they were chased from their land.
I saw my grandmother die going to her grave without ever being able to see the grave of her child. And it was just pathetic just seeing that happen. That this has destroyed people's lives.
The Park Service hopes to make a recommendation on the issue by the end of the year. Then Congress will have ultimate authority to decide on a course of action, or indeed to decide whether to act at all. After 63 years of waiting for the government to fulfill a promise, few people here would be surprised if the dispute over the Road to Nowhere continues to go unresolved. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
We'll be right back.